You may not know me well, but I know everything about you. I am familiar with all your ways. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I am not some distant and angry father. Rather, I am near you always, with you wherever you go. My plan for your future is filled with purpose and everlasting hope. My thoughts towards you are as countless as the seashore sand. When you are brokenhearted, there I am, close to you. Just as a shepherd carries his lamb, so have I carried you. I am your father, and I love you, even as I love my son, Jesus. He came to demonstrate that I am for you and not against you. He died so that you and I could once again be reconciled, the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I loved so I might gain your love in return. I am with you. I am for you. And I give you peace. Jesus is the Emmanuel. I am with you.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. All right, don't worry. You feel like you've been sitting in here forever. You're like, we got another sermon to sit through. It's only one page as long, guys. One page. It's a one-pager today. Thanks. I wish you would speak louder during your play. Online was perfect, by the way. So you want to watch that again online because all these mics picks up, but it doesn't go out there. So if you want to watch that play again, it's online. The whole story is the Emmanuel. What you heard from the kids, what you saw on the video and the songs is all the same story. The Emmanuel, God with us. We've been going through the names of God, and the whole Bible hinges on these two names, Yahweh and Abba Father. He does the things that he does because he's with you. And he loves you, and he wants to be there for you. And all the words that Errol, you heard his voice, you're going to see him live on the stage on Christmas Eve service, telling the story of Christmas. And we have this whole thing going on for you on Saturday night for Christmas Eve service. Make sure you attend. Bring a friend. Begins at 6 o'clock, so don't miss it. Come and join Christmas Eve service with us. But the whole Bible hinges on these two names, Yahweh and Abba Father. So we've been going through the names of God. And each week we're covering a name. And today's name is Jehovah Sabaoth. Let me hear you say it. Jehovah Sabaoth. That's right. It's a little harder. Jehovah Sabaoth. The word Jehovah just means God, or Lord. And Sabaoth is host. So Jehovah Sabaoth, it's the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts. And the story went a little something like this in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This every day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and to the wild animals." The whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those who gather there here will know that it is not by sword or by spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands. The name Yahweh Sabaoth declares God a sovereignty. He's the Lord of hosts. He's the Lord of the armies, of the angels, of the earth. He's the Lord of everything. So we translate that into the word as the Lord of hosts, or the Lord Almighty, or the God of the armies of heaven. So here's the backstory. Roughly 1,000 years before Jesus came into the scene, the Israelites were constantly at war due to their rebellions against God. So on this particular event, the Philistine was marching into Israel. They're surrounding them, and Saul was king at the time, and David was the youngest son of the entire household of Jesse. And during David's young age, he would have the ability to, or the privilege of delivering food to his brothers at the front line, but he was also a shepherd. And during his time of being a shepherd, he would kill lions and bears to protect his flock. So on this particular day, the Philistine has this giant where he's challenging the nation of Israel. Anyone in here can come out against me? You, anybody. So the entire nation of Israel was scared. Saul was scared. Everyone was just sitting there and watching the giant of the Philistine taunting against the army of the Lord. So here comes David, a shepherd. 1,000 years before Jesus, a shepherd, David stood up and said, "Not today. Not today." And some of you guys might have said that sometimes in your life. "Not today, Satan." You say that before? "Not today, Satan." Some of you might clap, some of you guys might tap your foot. But some of you, some of you do this, there you go. And "not today, Satan." That's kind of like in the big idea of what David is doing. "Not today." So here's the picture. The Philistine, David, the nation of Israel. The Philistine, David, the nation of Israel. The Philistine represents rebellion, sin against God. The nation of Israel represents us. Staring at sin, staring at the world, staring at all the problems in our lives, scared. How are we going to do this? How are we going to fight this? How are we going to figure it out? And David stands in between the what? The Philistine, David, and the nation of Israel that represents us. You getting this picture? You getting this picture? The Philistine represents sin. David, a shepherd, represents Jesus. The nation of Israel represents us. I'm going to unravel everything you have learned. You don't have a giant to fight because Jesus already did it. Amen? You don't have a giant to fight. You, Jesus, sin. Jesus stands in the gap between sin and us. He already fought the giants for you. Thank the Lord for that, because I know all my 5'2", I say 5'7", really 5'2", I don't want to face any giants. I'm going to hide behind my Savior Jesus because he already fought my battles, my giants. The God of the universe is fighting your battles between the Israelites and the Philistine. There's David. And as the Lord of hosts, the all-powerful Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of the entire universe, the way we describe him is the Lord Almighty, who some of us might think he's up there just looking at us, but that's not the case. It's Jesus, the Emmanuel. He's with us. The Lord Almighty, who is all powerful, yet takes the time, and he's available to hear the prayer of his people. It's only one page. I want you to understand this. Come on, Lewis. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the heavenly armies, stands in the gap of your fear, your failures, your fight, whatever you think you have to face, so you don't have to fight that. And that's the story of the Bible. Amen? And I want you to know how special this is. If you don't have communion, go ahead and raise your hands. Our ushers will get you one. Sometimes in our lives, the most important thing we can learn in church is this. You're going to forget what I say. You might remember the songs, but you will never forget every time you take this on Sunday mornings is a constant reminder that God is with you. That God is for you, that God gives you peace. The Lord of hosts, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of the universe, takes his time to hear our prayers. So this morning, as you hold this in your hands, Lou is going to play. I want us to spend the next couple minutes between you and God. Just pray. He wants to hear from you. And whenever you're ready, go ahead and take communion. It's your time with God. The Lord of the universe takes his time to listen to your prayers. God, we give you thanks. We thank you for the privilege of prayers. That we can approach you intimately, personally. That you hear us. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. Amen. Just by way of invitation this morning, let's stand. If you have any prayer requests at all, our elders will be up here to pray with you. But you never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there's always an opportunity to be baptized here. We have clothes in the back to change. But the message is very simple. The Bible is pretty simple. That Jesus stands in the gap, that he's with us. So you don't have to fight your giants. You don't have to fight the battles. He's already done it. You won. But sometimes in life, you got to ask yourself the question. So if this Lord of the universe, the all-powerful, the almighty, the control of all armies, why doesn't he do something? Why doesn't he do something so I can see it? He did. He did. We look at it every Sunday. It's the name Jesus. But here's even what's better. He hears you. He hears you, and he hears you. That's more important than anything else in the world. Amen.